Sagg versus John Ashcroft. Right.
May it please the court. My name is Harry Ashton, and I represent the petitioner appellant Armel Husa in a political asylum claim with the United States Immigration Court. At this point, before I start, I'd like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal time, if possible.
Keep your own time.
Okay. As I start, I'd like to point out the fact that this case, there's no issue of credibility in the case. The judge found that both the appellant petitioner was credible, as well as the expert we put on the stand. So the only issue in this case is an issue of fact that goes to how to apply the law to the fact. And the undisputed facts in the case show that the petitioner was an election commissioner in the country of Albania during the 1997 election. And he was a commissioner in a very highly contested area in Albania where a family member of the opposition party, the Democratic Party, was running for one of the seats. And the petitioner was representing the other party, the Socialist Party. In performing his job as an election commissioner, he was approached on the day of the election at the polling station by 3 unknown men who threatened him if he knew what was best for him, he would not verify the results of the election. He did verify the results of the election. And the next day, when he was walking to City Hall in the afternoon, a car pulled up alongside of him. A bunch of men jumped out and threw him to the ground. And the petitioner testified that he feared for his life at that point because he had heard stories about kidnapping, being taken away and would never be seen again, being killed. And the men scolded him for not falsifying the results of the election and for verifying the results of the election. And they said, if you know what's best for you, you will not verify the results of the next election, which is the runoff election, which was the result of the first election, which was to happen in about a week after this. And if you don't, you will disappear from the earth. We will kill you. The petitioner went to
the same party isn't in authority now, is it? That was there at that time.
The same party is currently in authority now. The Socialist Party is still in control.
I thought that the police force and the politicians are no longer exclusively controlled by the Democratic Party.
They are no longer exclusively controlled, but the expert witness in testified that there are elements of the police force and the...
He made these observations 3 years ago.
He made this observation throughout his many trips to Albania that, and his studying of Albania, that this is...
And is it his father now hired by the central, something like our CIA?
His father is actually retired now. His father was forced out of office because the party that took over the division that he ran was the opposition party, and he was forced from office now. So he's no longer...
Wasn't he in that party?
He was, indeed. So... He was his. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. So his life was threatened at that moment. He later didn't verify the results of the election, or he verified the results, and the Socialist Party won. And the next day, people were outside of his house asking where he was. At that point, he was so scared he went underground. He fled to the capital city and later escaped to the country of Albania or the country of Italy, where he enrolled in a military academy, which would have been a happy ending to an otherwise tragic story, except that while he was at that military academy, he got a phone call from men that had a similar accent as the men that had confronted him in Albania and said, we know where you are, and we're coming to get you. And a week after that, he was in a McDonald's where a young Albanian man came up to him and said, hey, I noticed you're from Albania. There were just guys here looking for a kid named Ermal, the same name as the petitioner has. Petitioner went back to the military academy and never left the grounds again until he escaped to Milan, where he was later smuggled in the bottom of an ocean-going vessel for 22 days, hid under a bunk of a vessel, and was smuggled into the United States to finally meet up with his aunt who lived in Detroit and immediately claimed political asylum. This court has said that we shouldn't take a look at this case just in an isolated instance. We should look at it in the context of the whole. And the evidence that was presented in the context of the whole demonstrates that there were threats, violence, and intimidation in the 96 elections and again in the 97 elections, and it's very well documented. We had an expert testify that the elections were plagued with violence, intimidation, and other irregularities. Professor Pano, the expert, testified that it was quite plausible that the petitioner repeatedly was and will continue to be retaliated against him for his involvement in the elections, in the parliamentary elections. Professor Pano explained that these threats against Mr. Huser were intended to neutralize him politically and to discourage future activity, as well as make him an example of what might happen to other election commissioners. And that's a quote. Professor Pano stated that such intimidation tactics has been used before to mute political influence. And we don't have to look as to what might have happened had he stayed there. We know that in another district, not 100 miles away, a kid in a very similar situation working for the Socialist Party, same age, was gunned down and killed in the runoff election. And so when we look at all of this evidence as a whole, we can say that there was past persecution in this case. And if we look at a case decided by this court in December of 2003, Bache versus Ashcroft, the court recognized the violence that takes place in Albania during elections and ruled that the petitioner in that case had been persecuted against in that case. We know that threats can amount to persecution. We know that there are courts that have said that threats of life alone amount to persecution. And because he established past persecution with these threats to his life, he has established the moment in which the burden switches to the government. He also, even if we don't agree that past persecution has been shown here, we know that there is a well-founded fear of future persecution. And to prove that, we show both subjectively and objectively. There's no question about subjectively. He was obviously scared. He left the country. He's never returned to the country since the last time he was in the country, which was in April of 1998. And he fled to the United States and even uses a variation of his name here because he's worried of who might find him here. Objectively, the Supreme Court has said that we only need to show it's 10% likely that this would happen if he were to return to Albania. And as I've already said, the expert in the case, which was never refuted and never disputed, stated that if he goes back, it's plausible and likely that he would be persecuted against upon his return. So in conclusion, I would just like to say that and ask of this court that we apply the law to the facts in this case, and that we find that the petitioner in this case did indeed suffer past persecution, and that we don't punish him for being courageous for upholding the principles of which this democracy and all democracies are built on, and that's free and fair elections. And I would ask this court to help protect him from a country that he lives in which the government nor the laws can protect him. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court. My name is Bill Peachy, and I represent the Attorney General in this case. The events relied upon by the petitioner in this case simply don't rise to the level of persecution. And further, the remoteness in time of his limited political activities, combined with the fact that the party he represented, the Socialist Party, is in power. His parents remain in Albania without any adverse consequences. And both his father and his sponsor are members of or have positions within the government, provide substantial evidence supporting the immigration judge's decision. Therefore, the court should affirm. This case is really about three threats. Petitioner bases his claim on two verbal threats occurring in June of 1997, which he's described, and a subsequent telephonic threat he received in Italy in April of 1998. These threats, these three threats, were unaccompanied by any physical violence of any sort, with the exception of the second one. Two of the events didn't even involve any physical contact. The second threat, occurring in June 1997, in petitioner's own words, he was merely pushed around. He doesn't say he was thrown to the ground. He doesn't say anything that he was injured. He says I was pushed around, and he acknowledges that it resulted in no injury of any sort and required no medical treatment. This court has said that persecution has to cross the line from mere harassment, and it has to take the form of actions such as detention, arrest, interrogation, prosecution, imprisonment, illegal searches, confiscation of property, surveillance, beatings, torture. We have none of that here. We have three limited verbal threats, the latest one in 1998, unaccompanied by any physical violence and not acted upon. Petitioner in his argument indicated or stated that threats alone in some cases can be can rise to the level of persecution. Well, the courts are have made it very clear that threats alone rise to the level of persecution only in extremely limited cases, where the threats are rise to a level so menacing that they cause harm. The cases are instances in which you have repeated very serious threats over a short period of time, often accompanied by injury to other family members or a history of violence within the family members, and those cases are addressed in our brief. Because this court's review is limited to determining whether substantial evidence supports the immigration judge's decision, we submit that there is simply no evidence in the record that compels the conclusion that petitioner suffered past persecution, and the immigration judge's decision should be affirmed. Similarly, with the well-founded fear, petitioner does not benefit from a presumption of a well-founded fear because he didn't establish that he had suffered past persecution. Therefore, he had to establish below that he had good reasons as to fear that he was going to be singled out for persecution. But we know he had very limited involvement. He describes himself as not political. We know he was not involved in politics or a member of the Socialist or any other party prior to the events of 1997 or after. The reference made in petitioner's argument to the conclusions of the expert. The expert concluded that it was possible that he could suffer retribution, particularly if he becomes involved in political activities. There's no indication that he has any desire at all to do that. And even if it's possible, that's not a high enough level. These events occurred, the last event occurred in 1998. There's no indication that anyone in Albania is looking for him now. We have petitioners submitted affidavits from his sponsor, from his father, and none of them indicate that anybody has been around looking for petitioner at all. There's just no indication anybody is looking for him to cause him any harm or looking for him for any reason. We know that the socialists are in power, and the record in the socialist party is the party that he represented in the elections. The record is replete in all four country reports. We have the 96, 97, 98, and 1999 country reports that the socialists are now in power. The Democrats are participating in that government. While the police force is untrained, they're receiving outside international help and being trained. And the Democrats, Democratic Party, are pursuing their claims against socialist issues through the court system. There's simply no indication that there is any reason to base an objectively reasonable fear to support objectively reasonable fear of future persecution. No evidence compels a contrary conclusion, and because the court's review was limited to determining whether substantial evidence supports the immigration judge's decision below, and there's no evidence that compels a contrary conclusion, we'd ask the court to affirm. If the if there are no questions, I'll close. Thank you, Your Honor.
You have 1 minute, sir.
Thank you, sir. Real quickly, I just wanted to point out two quick things. Past persecution doesn't look to the future. It doesn't matter what the situation in the country right now is. In fact, the record only goes up to 1999, and there is evidence in the record that in the time that the case was going on, there was still political upheaval in Albania, and the elections are coming up again this fall, and obviously we don't have information in the record to show the continued violence around political elections. But the first question is, does the threat of his life, repeated threats of his life, accompanied by people surrounding him and coming to find him in two different countries, amount to past persecution? If it does, then the government can try to raise country conditions have changed, and then it would be relevant as to what had happened. In terms of being singled out, if he does have to return, excuse me, Your Honor, I see that I'm out of time. Can I finish my last point real quickly?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. We must remember that the person that was running against him, who actually, is, as I understand, is running again in this election, is a family member of the head of the opposition party, the Democratic Party. And because he is the head, it is a very high-profile election. And for that reason alone, he would be singled out. And obviously, we know that the violence does sometimes come true, as we saw in the Northern District where the kid in a similar situation was killed. And I would submit that we shouldn't, the standard should not be that death has to happen or the threat actually has to come true for that to be the standard. Otherwise, we would never have a threat of life case because there would be no petitioner. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Counsel. Thank you, Counsel. The court will take the case.